This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Regular listeners to this program have heard writer and musician David Waz review golf clubs and computer-based music applications for Day to Day. David is also a jazz critic. Today, he introduces us to an Eastern European jazz man who's carrying on an American tradition.
Polish jazz trumpeter Tomasz Stanko is on a North American tour to support his new album on the prestigious ECM label, entitled Suspended Night, an apt description for the dark lyricism that has ever characterized the work of a man who could rightfully be called Poland's answer to Miles Davis. We caught up with the trumpeter at Los Angeles's Jazz Bakery, where he was playing two sets with his quartet, all young Poles who are half the 62-year-old band leader's age, the better to keep up with Stanko's penchant for staying on the edge. Having come of age in an era when jazz was bursting its boundaries in the 1960s, Stanko's first mentors were mavericks like alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman, whose embracing of alternate scales helped free improvisational music from the stranglehold of major and minor modes. This anarchic rule-breaking mirrored parallel developments in classical music and appealed to young musicians like Stanko, to whom jazz was essentially protest music. And Polish artists in the 1960s had plenty of repressed rage at the totalitarian government. Jazz was like freedom for us, Stanko said, the opposite of communism. But if the tonal experiments of Coleman and John Coltrane owned half his soul, the other half belonged almost wholly to Miles Davis, who Stanko credits with far more than a musical education.
And I have to say that Miles is exactly only my teacher, in, not only for music, for life also.
Other critics have called his latest work, Suspended Night, an echo of Davis's kind of blue period, though to my ears, Stanko's new music sounds more like the albums Nefertiti and ESP, which Miles cut with his second legendary quintet in the mid-1960s, featuring pianist Herbie Hancock and saxophonist Wayne Shorter. The architectural use of space became paramount in these recordings, allowing drummer Tony Williams to emerge as not just a sideman or timekeeper, but as a full-fledged instrumentalist in his own right, and not just during the obligatory drum solo. These lessons of allowing musicians room to explore were not lost on Stanko.
In my music is plenty of space for a musician. I think the jazz for me is very democratic music, and I really want to keep it this way, this direction. And especially that me as a leader, I have more control if I don't play too much.
Suspended Night is Tomasz Stanko at the height of his powers, at once intimate and modest, and far more committed to emotional expression than pyrotechnic displays. Stanko himself, bearded, bespectacled, and beatnik-looking with his mustache and goatee, is both soft-spoken and humble, most unlike his mentor Miles Davis, qualities as evident in his music as in his manner. For Day to Day, I'm David Waz.